Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy Questo from Marvel Empire, from Accra, Ghana, and I'm chilling with DJ Hev Love.
It's Fairy Tale on the mix.
You got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. Yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Waiting, I go talk to impress ya. Got it all planned out, but when I meet you, pressure. I'm writing all about you on my leisure time. What you need, baby, I'm spending every last dime on you. Spend time with you, you make a comp, I know the fifth spell, shine the good. Bend down, make a quench your test. My pillow step a boom, no sleep if it ain't your chest. I know the door, brother. Let me hold you down. Even DJ Khaled said, no, be the best together. Baby, trust me, I know you don't know me, but with your body, I know if it ain't better. I know I got no right to fucking stalk you, but with the way your body moves, so brother. Even that one said, I know share that. Baby, I just want the juice.
You got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
And I hope this song gets to you. Don't be cold to me, I already got the flu. I lost my balls like I'm Asian. Your face is kinda Asian. I don't know your name yet, but when I do, please say I do. For this banana, please be my yadu. And you'll be say I did diss you, but baby girl,
slow down.
Let me talk to you, make you no worry yourself. Make I walk to you. If you already got a brother, man, just know I want this party. My Samoa Dan, Sean. Girl, I want to be your lover, man. You the one to have my kids without the rubber plant. Sean, don't avoid me cause I am about to pull out. I'm doing all this for you, no doubt, you don't know me. So it's 026-564-2129.
You
baby,
got the
call.
Juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. Yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl,
don't lie. You my sunshine, you my daylight. We for bonds and I be daylight. I really want your attention, baby. When I see you walk by, tension, baby. No, say nobody else find plus you. Girl, I really want to control it. Girl, you know, say I want day plus you. Make you no play game console.
You got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Yo, CC, I refer again, Charlie. What be the best? Hello? Hello?
Apple in my eye, stars in my sky. my story could have a part.
I thought I would never find love, someone to keep it true. But then you show me something brand new. Oh.
Thank you. hard. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this on? I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, you go to more money, gon' keep going. I posted in that strip club, almost like I live there. Probably pay some bills there. AM and I'm still here. I know I should've been gone, but this still be my second home. Addicted to the way she move, dancing with no panties on. So can I get a private show? Let me see you touch your toe. Clap that ass, move it fast. Texas style, move it slow. Climb that pole like monkey balls. Make them niggas stop looking pause. If somebody bills don't get paid, this right here gon' be the call. I know you want this money, baby. So make that ass clap for me, baby. This right here gon' drive me crazy. You know just how I like it, baby. She rollin' off the mileage and she full of that liquor. One time to the homie T-Pain, I guess I'm in love with them strippers.
Excuse me, waiter, could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the runs. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this on? I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Okay, I'm throwing the paper like litter. Hope she get the picture. We can have an after party long as you bring a friend with you. Yeah, she make it clap like she in church. Slide down the pole head first. I love the way she make it work. Guess she want a new snail purse. Let go. Let me see you drop it down to the floor. Wanna see your expression when you see that dough. Cause you know I got that cash of days. Some niggas be cashing out, but we been going in since yesterday. And I love it. For a little bit more cash, would you let me touch it? It's a shame how you got all that ass. Girl, you bad, come get it, come pay me a visit. She come out the sky like she fixing the ceiling. Keep going, keep going, I swear that you're killing. Gonna show the whole world just how you be feeling, girl.
I like it when you do your dance. Just keep all that ass moving. Baby, I'ma keep hands. Just keep doing what you're doing. I like it when you do that thing. How you make them cheeks move. Girl, you the best in this hands down. So tell me what you trying to prove.
Excuse me, waiter, could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the run. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this on? If I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Go to more money, gon' keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money gon' keep coming.
Cause I'm the underground R&B king.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dogg Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio, what's going on, man? It's Friday. That's the amazing way right here tonight. It's our ninth anniversary. We got our eight buttons. That's our ninth anniversary. Now we got King Fast Freaky, Mr. Everywhere in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? I thought it was the eighth.
Yes, actually the ninth.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful.
Our ninth year. Mm. Yeah, that's even more beautiful, you know what I'm saying? To be know, actually to be here and to do what we've been doing for so long, you know, it's just a great opportunity to be here tonight, you know, and still have the same family. You know, everybody's still doing what they're doing, progressing and moving forward. So, hey, who could ask for anything better than that?
I hear you. Yes, sir. So what's the word?
Another year being down with
What's the word?
Well, I can't call it, man.
Yeah,
it was just a wonderful day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got the best hand. Where's everybody at? I know Trudy on the road. Haven't heard from Sweet Pea. I haven't heard from Buddha Ali, so.
Oh, I'm in here.
Who that Sweet Pea? Oh, there she is.
I'm
gonna face you. You don't never miss 2 days. You don't never miss 2 days worth of school. Rain, sleep, and snow.
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. Shit, I've been trying to put my whole damn life back together though. But I tell you one damn thing. It's one thing being on medication, but then when they switch it, and you gotta start taking another one, that's some whole other shit. And I just feel stupid all the time. Yesterday, y'all know I woke up at 10:30 yesterday.
Yeah. I take 13 pills a day and two different insulin every day.
I ain't none of that.
Well, I take more. I take 13 twice a day and then one about four of them once a day. But I like to say that one, rest in peace to Cokie up in Hope, just passed away, and I feel like I want to take over the show, but I feel like everybody, just like I, you know, I stay on Have Love and everybody about your health, because I came down with the COVID and I had to relocate, and I told everybody who was, you know, hanging out with this gentleman to get him on dialysis. His kidneys were failing, and nobody took the heat. They were steady buying him alcohol, kicking it, or, you know, hanging around drinking, and they waited till it was too late till they had to airlift him to Louisiana. And he just passed away today, but everybody's doing this rest in peace, this and that. But I'm like, y'all had a chance to save him by trying to get him on dialysis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part. The people who you call, who you think are your friend and your loved ones, they say rest in peace and all that, but nobody's sitting up there showing you they love you while you're here. So if I stay on y'all about a health issue, that's because I want to see y'all around for a long time.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes people just, you try to tell people something and they just don't register until shit get bad. You know what I mean? You could tell one motherfucker, oh, man, you need to, oh, man, you got it. Oh, man, you autistic. Man, I'm just telling you because we love you. And the motherfuckers, they just turn their cheek and keep it moving.
Well, you see,
know?
What's his name from Dove Shop just passed, and you see, you never know, but it's a deal about love is love. You might get mad, and sometimes me and 86, we might have a knockdown drag out. We had a couple of knockdown drag outs doing the family reunion, but we, at the end of the day, blood brothers and family, we sit back down at the table and discuss it, you know, but that's just how it is. But when you sit out there, and my ex, We don't see, I mean, we don't got a bad vibe, but she did stuff that it was ill-advised, but I still call and check on her. Hey, go get your thyroid checked. Make sure you're on top of that with your medicine. All that, okay? Be safe, and then I hang the phone up, you know? So that's just the deal, because you don't want to see the bad of somebody, you know, because when I got that news, it's like me and this guy's brother was like, you know, we were super tight. Me and him, we only spoke about a few times in life, you know. But it was the fact of the matter, it was just like he was still like he was damn close to family, because me and his brother, you know, we pull up on each other all the time. So just to see him lay there, it's been 3-4 weeks laying in the hospital on a life support, that's just sad to see. And now everybody made them comments, oh, rest in peace, oh, I miss you. And it's like, you got to give them their flowers while they're here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. I ain't mad at all about that, about nobody saying the right thing, or, you know, when they saying it with love, but shit, you got to watch yourself, especially with the doctors, too, because a lot of the doctors ain't been no doctors long enough to be talking about nothing, so get a stick in the pen, do what you got to do, man, do what you got to do.
The sad part about it, all medicine is trial and error, because they try it out on a rat whose heart and lungs ain't even a hundredth size of a human's. So when they try a drug out, they try it on a rat. If the rat don't die, they say, okay, we can approve it for humans. So the humans take it for 5 years, and then they say, this drug is causing this, just like the COVID vaccine. It's causing blood clots in women's lungs. It's causing them to have heart attacks, causing them to lose their babies, but it saved you from COVID. So which one you want, blood clots in your lung where you can die or COVID? I caught COVID, so I know it's real, but that's the deal is they told me, hey, man, if you take that vaccination, you ain't going to make it. That my Chinese doctor told me that. And it's when I'm on the ventilator, he's just like,
I don't want to go too deep in all that, but my mom, when she was coming back too, she just snapped up one day, and she said, hey, did you take that vaccine? I was like, no. I told you I didn't take it because I didn't know why I was having fevers or whatever. She just yelled out. She was like, don't take it. So, you know, my mom just had a stroke or whatever from blood clots. So, yeah. Yeah, do your research.
Yeah, that's what happened. Why I'm in the condition that I'm in, I moved back down here when I was going through my court proceedings, and the doctor prescribed me lisinopril, talking about to protect your kidneys. So they give me lisinopril. 11 days later, I'm in ICU for 9 days, about dead, because it caused a pancreatitis attack, because that lisinopril in black people, if you take it, it can swell your lips up, your face up, your neck up, and it swelled my whole body up, my pancreas. So that's what happened to me and put me on insulin. So that's why when I tell people that, oh, you need to take care of yourself, I'm like, well, when it knocks your pancreas out and your pancreas is barely functioning, insulin is just there. But then they had to take and put me on 2 insulin. So with all that being said, when you get an infection cut with diabetes uncontrollable, then it turns into gangrene, and then you got to cut your body parts off. What y'all got? Y'all got the new Sweet Pea and Connoisseur Chris record? Come on with it. I know Sweet Pea started rapping this week. We want to hear what she got to spit.
No, I ain't started
it. Think, man, coming down, hold up, double cup. No, I'm just joking. So I got a Houston beat so cold, boy. I'm trying to get zero on that one. I got one for 8-Ball MJG, one for zero. I got to get around to them.
I wish I would have went more into the production side, because the production is what I like. Music is cool, though.
It's easy.
I like music.
I tell people it's easy. I tell people if they send me $100, they got a laptop and they send me $100, I'm going to give them $1,800 worth of software, and they're going to make their $100 back the first beat they make. Everybody that done spent that $100, they're like, oh, my God. Oh, man, you done blessed me. I say, look here, man. I got $8,000 worth of software for music production. $3,000 worth of software for video production, editing, and all that good stuff. But, like I tell people, I got a Russian program that can clone copies of stuff and sit up there and send it to folks. So just for my time, you're paying for my time. You're not paying for the software. You're paying for my time to sit up there and do that and sit up there and have to email all that stuff over there to you with my Google Drive and stuff. But like I tell people, they make that $100 back as soon as they make the first beat. That's why everybody like, man, how come your stuff sound crystal and clear? It's because the instruments that I got, it's all top of the line. Everything I got is top of the line. So I be trying to tell people, like, y'all want a YouTube beat, go to YouTube beat. But I can work with them for a $100 budget or a $200 budget. Depending on what budget they got is how elaborate I can be. You know. So. But I don't mind teaching.
Well,
I keep teaching production, too.
It, probably the more I pick up on it. I used to go up there with him a lot. And like I said, I never did any of this for myself or nothing like that. I'm just always been a fan of music, but what I did know how to do was to record on the different channels and that kind of stuff. And I knew how to take out, like, the breath and even, like, how to line up the vocals to put it on the same whatever. I knew how to do a lot of that kind of stuff. That shit with my memory and the seizures and all that, I kind of just had to get back to being myself. So I want to be doing the shit I know how to do first before I learn how to do some more stuff to try to just make sure I'm all the way good. But I still got a real good ear for it. Like the last song they did that he be playing, I didn't touch the computer, but I actually told him a lot to do with the vocals, like the dubbing and the where the placement is and all of that. I did a lot of it.
Yeah, but that's what, see, back in the day, that's what a producer did anyway. Producer, like we had said on a discussion group the other day, he had an executive producer. He was the one the labels gave to finance the project. They said, here goes the money. You in charge of the engineers. You in charge of hiring the songwriters, the producer, and all that. So the producer didn't even really make no beats. They didn't make no beats. The producer just said, hey, I'm going to get a saxophone player, a trombone player, a guitar player, a piano player, a cello player, or whatever, and I'm going to bring all them together and tell them what to play. So
yep,
a songwriter might actually write not just the lyrics, but write the notes. And then they all played the notes that the songwriter wrote, and they just played it like that. And then it's like, okay, boom, produced by. And then if you looked on the record, strings by, guitar by, piano by, saxophone by. Now today,
I told him, I say, I know I ain't make the beat or nothing like that, and I'm not the recording engineer, nothing like that. But that last song that they sit in there, it sounds so good to me. I was like, man, you and your brother, y'all gonna have to give me my credit. I said, that's executive producer by Sweet Pea right there. That's me right there.
Just took all the vocals.
You want to ask them, you want to do some more? And I was like, don't add nothing else to it. I was like, do this right here. I was like, make it say this one more time. I was like, remember what he said that at the beginning? Take that and say it again at the end.
He just tells the artist. Go ahead.
How y'all doing, man?
All right.
Miss K-9, what's good with
you? We got a call from the 408. Clayton.
What's good with you?
Welcome to our 9th anniversary.
Yes, sir.
What's that day? That's December 3rd. Y'all got that show?
Yep. December 3rd, man. December 3rd. King T, LV, Nocturnal, K-motherfucking-9.
Yes, sir. I did K-9.
Oh, shit.
DJ Scratch. Yeah, my DJ gonna be there. Yeah, Scratch gonna get him in. Scratch gonna get out and do the damn thing. I got a little surprise for him because I'm gonna do a little badass tribute. But the song I got was badass. I'm gonna do a little badass tribute.
Make sure y'all do one to C Knight, man. Rest in peace to C Knight, Dub Shack.
Yes, yeah, for sure, for sure. Man. So fast.
Don't forget to record it.
The show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a few cameramen. Then we're doing the thing on the 22nd. We're doing, we're going to give Eazy-E a street sign over there on Auto Parkway over there by the Compton Casino. So they're going to be doing that. That's got close to Ortiz and Alameda. Oh, it's a few things going on.
Well, you talking Spanish to them right now. Nigga, Ortiz in Alameda. A lot of they don't know what that's at.
Oh, shoot, man. You think you the only one to know L.A.?
Nah, yeah, I know you do.
That's why I threw that Compton Casino in there, too, just to, you know, give a broader idea of where it's at.
So now you need to see some there? New tracks, man.
Huh? Say that again?
I say you need to see me some new tracks, bro.
Man, I'm trying to get that going right now. But right now I'm trying to put out this old album. I got close to 600 songs over here from 1991 to now. That's just all on hard drives, on reels, on floppy disks. On quarter inch reel, 2 inch reel, DAA, ADAC. I got shit on every fucking thing. Four track. I got shit on everything that was ever fucking possible to make music on. I'm trying to go through all that so I can start releasing all that shit.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Now, we'll take that run with it.
See, I gotta release that shit, man. Cause it's just hitting. At least I could be doing some singing on it.
Now tell me this. Do y'all have to record that or have they made enough equipment to where y'all don't have to re-record it again? Because
You talking about record? You talking about from the old equipment to the new?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's just talking about the reel-to-reels and all that.
Yeah,
that, you know.
So basically with the reel-to-reel, you gotta have a reel to get that a reel player to get that off of there. So you gotta have a reel. But luckily, I got a lot of that shit on DAT tape. So then, like you say, the same thing. I gotta have a DAT player to convert the DAT player tape over to, you know, over to MP3 or WAV file. But yeah, with all that stuff, every single one you gotta convert over.
Yeah, like he in L.A., so L.A., they got all the big studios. They got everything, 24-track, reel-to-reel, 2 inches, and conversion.
Yeah.
So you just go in there and pay them like $60, $100, and they'll
yep.
convert all your stuff all the way over into the format that you need, which is the beautiful deal of it. Because I got to do 86's high 8 tapes. You can't find a high 8 player nowhere, so you got to find somebody who's got a high 8 converter and convert that into digital files. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking, how the hell do you go from reel to reel to that blue and pink and green the Pro Tools?
You talking about you go to Pro Tools? Like you're sending individual files. So you're gonna send one, you're gonna send the ad list. Next one, you're going to send the lead, you're going to send the vocal. You ain't going to send them all at once, too, unless you're just converting that way. There's a way you can convert that way, but it gets a little difficult and tricky. It depends on what kind of equipment you're converting from. Because a lot of it is already really, really broken down. But then when you get into this, I haven't found nobody with no DA-88. No DA-88, I haven't found nobody with that yet. So that's a problem.
Check, Check with Crystal Clear Sounds, what you call it, K9? Crystal Clear Sounds out there.
Okay.
Yeah, they got every format out there. They got 2-inch, they got ADATs. I think they got like a 48-track ADAT over there, or 64-track ADATs, and then they got, they got everything over there. That's Tascam V888 that you're talking about, ain't it?
Yeah,
Crystal Clear, they got that shoot.
Uh-huh, because I done recorded on basically mostly everything. I don't even know if there's something out there that I haven't recorded on.
I bet you record on the Porter Studio. Remember the Tascam Porter Studio 4-track?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got them too. I got a stack of those.
The Boss DR660 drum machine with the Alesia MMT8 sequencer.
I still got the Boss drum machine right here, right now.
Yeah, I had the 660, I had the 880, and the DR5. The DR5 had all the instruments in there.
The DR5, yeah.
Yeah, and I had the Kai SO1 S2800 sampler.
Yeah, man. So you probably had fun over at my house, shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't work that shit. So you probably come on my house and be like, damn, this motherfucker got some old shit. Like, woo.
Yeah, that's where I started off in 91.
You can open up a business of your own with all of that type of shit. People get a kick out of shit like that.
Well,
especially music.
You can't compete with that sound that we was getting back then. It's not, nothing that's coming out right now is close to the sound. If I play one of my shit from a DAT tape, ain't nothing coming close to that.
That nigga be that had Earth, Wind, and Fire over there running this shit.
Yeah, because a lot of them had them analog converters on there. We've been having discussions with this MPCs. The MPC 60 and the 3000 sound a lot warmer than the new MPCs, Lives, and all that stuff that come out. But I run all my stuff through software reel-to-reel. I got software reel-to-reel called J37 by Waves. So I run all my sound through that and give it that warmth over that.
Is that right?
Reel-to-reel. Mm-hmm. That's why my sound sounds so... So everybody, like, man, your shit sound like it's already mixed. I'm like, it ain't mixed yet. That's just raw. They're like, no, it's mixed. I'm like, no, that's raw. Now here's mixed. And they're like, oh, my shit.
Yeah, man, I used to come out of Echo Sound, man. And they used to be like, that's mixed and mastered already. I'm like, it's because they recording it, running it straight through all them compressors, you know? Running it through all that shit. Man, be hooked up to fucking 15 machines by the time
them damn patch bay, man. You done brought me back, man. With them damn patch bay, you got to put this in this patch bay. This goes into this for the effect unit. This goes in the compressor. This goes in the de-esser. This goes all them patch bays I used to have back in the day, man.
Yeah. I hit that MPC up, send that shit to the board, send that signal to that one. That was that, man. Shit. Yeah, that's the real shit. These kids nowadays, they can't fuck with that shit.
And I tell people, I say, I come from that era. I come from when Sessions 8 was $10,000. Pro Tools Sessions 8 was $10,000, the whole computer and hardware. And then they just came out with this Fruity Loop crack version. Now everybody was Soulja Boy. So I was like, y'all don't understand, man. I had like 10 racks worth of hardware sitting in my garage.
Yeah.
Now they got a laptop and they are producers, so they lucky.
That's just like right now, I got fucking 6 crazy records here. Mm-hmm. 6 crates of records, man.
I had more than that. I moved away, and somebody, I guess, helped my mom move and stole all my records. I still got my 1200 turntable. I got the 1210s still sitting in the shed out back, but all my records are gone. I got like 7 or 8 records.
Yeah, that's what my studio missing is, some turntables right now. I'm definitely missing some turntables.
I'm not gonna lie, when you get real to real, I literally, we already talking about music, so that done woke me up. But I sat straight up, because in my mind, when I'm thinking music, and you say real to real, I'm thinking 90s. I'm thinking like what, like how deep is your love, like Telly Sales, what he did
right,
is
going
down in a long kind of sound. That's why when you said it, I'm like, I know what that is. I know what that sound, what you talking about.
That sound is warm. It's warm, you know? That sound is warm. Bang.
And K-9, I try to tell these artists these days, see, they don't know about the vocal chain. I'm like, look, I use tube compression on my vocals. I use tube compressors. I got tube EQ. I run all my stuff through tube. And then when I do my mixing and mastering, I run it through that J37 Waves bundle, J37 tape, reel to reel. You see the spinning on the screen and gives it that warmthness. So everybody's just like, well, damn, man, your stuff sounds so warm. But see, I came in the air like you did. I came in where I was like, man, hell, everything's on the reel to reel. But it was so warm, and then you had the analog converters and the summon units they had on the mixing boards back then was just phenomenal. Now everybody comes in and records. They don't know about a vocal chain. They just hit record and put reverb out of tune, and it sounds like they recorded in the bathroom in the shower. And they, oh, man, my stuff hard. I'm like, uh-uh.
Hey, so check this out. So I got this it's Behringer. It's it's an ultra gain It's like a microphone preamp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got the tubes on this, warm, everything. Man, I paid $120 for that thing, right? But when I run my mic to that and just run that and set, once I set it right, and then it goes into my Studio One software, them vocals come in there so warm that it's hard for the computer to even fuck them vocals up. So the way I'm on the Mac, yeah.
Hey, you need to get, I got mic modulars. See, I got the mic modular software, so I can make mine sound like a Manly. I can make it sound like a Neumann U87 Gold.
Yeah,
I got that mic modular software. So that's what I'm winning with, that Antares mic modular software. I dial mine in and make it sound like
$10,000. I got Antares, yeah, I got that too. Yeah, that shit's cool. I got some software too, man. I'll be getting it from my boy that, you know, he got all that shit. But yeah, man, it's getting that shit and then learning how to tweak it. But since you've been tweaking the old school stuff, you can tweak this stuff real good because you come from the era where we had to tweak it, you know.
Right.
We had to turn knobs. Shit.
You with that? Yeah, that's what's up, man. History is knowledge is key. It's our 9th anniversary. If you're tuning in, true listen, like,
play that song.
323-64-1597, we are live. Get in with your feet and press 1 about. We're going to go to a few songs right quick. P.F.E. will be back with more of this live cast of True West Radio. Yo, we're going to take you back in time. I play some of these we used to play when we first started out. Y'all check me out. Here we go.
Have we dispatched units to the location Scratch tried to lure us to? I coordinated it before we left. They're on their way.
SWAT will meet us on site at Scratch's house.
I know we all want this son of a bitch's head on a platter, but SWAT has to clear every single room before we step foot inside.
Serial killer, masked man in the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you catch some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me throwing up a dub and deceive me never. However, if you want to, we could go there, me and you,
and a friend that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair makes you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the zoo and guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at them today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
To everybody in default that's pushing buttons. Niggas killing niggas, ain't nobody in the protest. Police kill a nigga, everybody's in distress. Black lives matter, but black people guilty too. Tearing up shit, taking shit that don't belong to you. White folks with BLM signs, taking these. Tell Donald Trump we need way more of these. He need to get down on two and say a prayer, cause this shit is going up the first day he's out of there. George Floyd didn't do nothing to get his life took. Personal vendetta never goes by the book. When you police and racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me, trying to get him off his head.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
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 Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't. Protect and serve. Yeah, that shit got the teeth. Everybody in America screaming, fuck the police. Fuck Cheeto Man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me, being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even. Do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King, he wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with the vest, kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I'm with it. Shit's gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get acquitted.
Black lives don't matter,
no it really don't.
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 We need to wake up Malcolm, bring back Huey. Instead of going find drug use, go and grab a Uzi and hit the street and fight the power like we be equals up to me. We can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sex claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bum rush him. I bet he thank Christ next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
Black lives don't matter,
no it really don't.
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 Black lives matter, it's a joke. You are the racist, the racist is you. It's because they wake up and kill that. East, tell them Black Lives Matter. If it matters, it should matter everywhere. You guys are hypocrites. Attention seekers. Attention seekers. Black Lives Matter everywhere. It doesn't take a white cop to kill a black person to matter.
Criticizing everything that we did.
they say, don't do what they do. We ran with a gang, they ran with a crew. We won't red or blue and they was wearing violations. They was beach reading, we was catching cases. You should've seen they faces drop. California was gangster, everybody else was hip-hop. Sometime soon, you gon' see who's the best. Cause it's time to come anew on the west.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. We back up in this thing, man. It's anniversary night, the ninth anniversary. We are celebrating tonight. You better have yours ready, because I'm on mine. Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, man.
Okay.
That was a pretty good mix. That was a nice little mix.
Yeah, I had to take it back, you know what I'm saying, to the early days. True with the style. King Scratchy the mix. I believe he forgot about them songs. But it's awesome. We got some callers in the house, man. Caller from the 818.
What's good, family?
Caller from the 626. Okay.
What's good with your family?
The 818 and the who is that?
I'm tapping in with y'all. What's up?
Well, go ahead. Who we got on the line, man?
It's your boy, Young Prodigy, nigga, tapping in with y'all anniversary.
Oh, man. It's good to have you in the house, my bro.
Oh, man,
Black Prodigy is in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man, you know I had to tap in to show my love. 9 years in the game, man. I had to come and support that already.
Real talk, man. We really appreciate you. You know, it's about time for you to bless us with some more of that goodness.
You
got to get you back up on here, man.
I mean, you already know it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever y'all got time for me, I got time for y'all, man.
No, you gotta send that music in. Yeah, they just, you know, people to send music and to come back around. And whenever y'all want to update them and stuff like that, we ain't, you know, we here.
Well, my guys already know, you know what I mean? I support. That's why I have to tap in on anniversary. Show that love.
All
right. Look this out, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. Mm-hmm. We're looking out. We're looking out. Already, already. Shout out to K9, man, because he keep pumping y'all up. So, shout out to K9, man. I want to send y'all love. Y'all enjoy y'all anniversary, bro.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Multitask of the multi. Here we go.
Listen, you got callers.
Trash.
That's what's up.
I heard
man.
You bumping over there, man. What's that song?
Hey, man, he got...
You said I was doing what now?
I said you over there bumping, man. You bumping that music, man. I hear you. I hear you.
I ain't playing nothing right now.
You gonna come from behind the turntables and rap one of them songs, man?
Hell, I might shit.
Oh, shit.
I might.
Oh, yeah, we got six Red Buddha Ali joining us.
Ali. Yes, sir.
What's up, True West? Happy anniversary, True West.
Thank you, thank you.
Put it in the air, put it in the air. Like Uncle Snoop say, put it in the air. It's anniversary time to the True West Radio. Shout out to everybody that's on the panel tonight.
West promo.
Yep.
The good news, I got good news, brothers and sisters. And whoever's listening, I just had a good dinner or reception dinner with the sheriff of Dallas Police Department, Miss Brown, took some hands of some folks, and then got introduced Miss to Carol Lafayette, mental illness lady, giving me a scholarship for home health care, what I'm doing already, to come on team with them. To help give other scholarships to other people at schools and youth graduating in high schools. How about that?
That's dope.
Now I can just put this on my platform. I don't have to go to college. They're going to already put it on my resume. You told me how to LLC, my nonprofit organization, with first and foremost by hand. Give me 8 hours. Certificate certified with first responders.
That's
what's to go up. Out here, meet and greet, and reach one, teach one, and put it in a school. So I told her I know somebody, by the way, of Miss Brent, that always does psychology and lodging and peace. She got her own mental health situation, a black lady that left a black school to do her own business. She's already got the degree of psychology for mental health. I'm going to help her network with whoever to get some HBCUs, scholarships, and DISC. Then I'm a basketball team at Paul Quinn College. I'm going to go see the game after that. Paul Quinn playing another Alabama, Oakwood,
when you get
University,
there.
Alabama. They playing Paul Quinn tomorrow night. They invited me to the game to come support them. But I followed them on Instagram tonight. And I told them if I make it, I might not. If I do, but I am. I'm going to send a shout out to Paul Quinn tomorrow before I go to the luncheon. To say, hey, Miss Sandra's supporting you guys and all of you, the schools. And I'm bringing some scholarships back to school to get a psychology major, whoever get it, coming from one of these high schools, maybe you get in Paul Quinn College in your psychology situation or over here in y'all school. How about that? I network all of them. I'm excited.
That was
so
true.
Excited. So excited.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
So y'all go check out my page and look at the share for me. Touching hands with Channel 4 Fox News, Sean Rapp. How about that? Pastor Sean Rapp.
Okay.
And I got a picture. Y'all go support that picture on my page.
All right.
Oh, you got a picture?
I got a picture with the sheriff, herself, me and her together, and me and her and her husband, Sean Rapp. Speaking of Sean Rapp. Fox News. Y'all for Fort Worth. Been doing the news about the little girl. And he a manager. And he the mayor of the sheriff of the city of Dallas. Damn. Ain't that some good man working? Fire. In the south.
Did you say mayor of the sheriff?
Married the sheriff. Sheriff.
I reckon so.
For EPD.
She on top of the world.
On top of the world. She bringing help out here to kill stuff in the street, stop the violence, which I'm doing, stop the violence anyway, with my nonprofit stuff over here, with Super Sergeant Justice.
Well, that's good and beautiful, but tonight's our ninth anniversary.
I know.
And we up in this thing. Basically.
And it's New West anniversary on top of that. How about that?
That's
and guess what? Legend War Grill anniversary is this weekend, too.
Well, ain't that about a bitch. Welcome to
and
the
anniversary. And shout out to all the veterans, because it's what? Veterans Day.
Definitely.
True.
I'm a veteran. I want to thank you for your support. Yeah, I fought here in America, though.
All the veterans, whoever, what you ever did, if you put a uniform on. Salute.
Yeah.
I'm a veteran, but I don't feel like doing 50 push-ups right now.
No, y'all ain't got to do no push-ups no more. Y'all already did some just dues. You already served your time. Whoever is a veteran already served their time. They left their family, whoever made it, stayed here, who did. We acknowledge all of y'all. Because y'all put on a uniform to say, hey, what? And it's true with anniversary, 8 years and count, right?
No, it's nine years. Yep. 9 years.
9 years.
9 years of today.
Now I wonder about you, what is your discount on OnlyFans?
9 years of mix and mastering to step.
Well, it's been 9 years of being here for the independent artists and more.
What did he say?
Oh, man.
What did I hear?
Yes, you. You're not crazy.
It's true west. It's true west.
Y'all is crazy. I don't know how I deal with y'all for 9 years. Every day has a different day for 9 years.
9 years.
I'm talking about most people be consistent for 5, but 9, come on now.
Hey. Woo. It's a lot of look, a lot of hang ups, a lot of. We did
a lot of
bands,
a lot of blocks.
A lot of blogs.
The only time we did with blocks was when Donald Trump was in office. That's the only time. Anytime we talked about the Donald, that's when we started getting blocked and kicked off the show and shit. But we did it, and Donald didn't.
There was a lot of people
sitting
in the
corner.
Motherfuckers was getting pushed to come to like a motherfucker. Get your ass in the corner.
Hell yeah.
Donald Trump tried to do COVID, trying to do everything. Now he in jail, got cases, all kind of mess. Whole bunch of mess in Donald Trump's world.
God don't like ugly.
God don't like ugly. Tenfold. Tenfold. They come back. Karma comes back on you.
Damn.
What's doing dark comes to light. And it's just what, that's just facts right there. Facts on top of facts. And look what Donald, with that ugly hair. Now he got to deal with it, with his ugly hair. Oh, he made that bed. Brand
new banger. If y'all heard something, we talking about him. I'm still thinking about Cheetos. Because I promised that we was calling him the Cheeto Man. And I think about Chester Cheetos. And that's all we started talking about. He was him.
He do look like Chester Cheetah.
Oh, Lord. Let me stop talking about him before we get blocked again. We got 43 minutes left.
Look, we don't own right to none of that politics shit. It's True West Radio. We can talk about anything. We don't own right to that.
All right.
Girl, we ain't gonna get blocked for nothing.
Shit. Go back and listen to them. They chop us right off in the middle.
Well, we're gonna stop talking about it. So we're gonna get chopped off. How about that? End of discussion. Next subject. That quick. True West anniversary. 9 years and count. One more 10-year angle. Oh!
It would be nice.
You got to do something nice for the angle. 10 years and running? Music. Butter go harder. Shout out to her. Butter go harder. She's doing her thing. She shout out to Mr. Econ Spray on her song. So shout out to Miss Butter Go Harder, True S Lady. Yes, she did. Yes. Now she doing her thing. Better go harder. They took flight. She's another terrestrial lady. From Miss Econ Spray. Boss of her spray. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Better Go Harder, we're going to jump into another music set right here. Jump into some more Biddy, and we'll be back with more of True West Radio on South Channel Dial. It's the 9th anniversary. If you're tuning in online and you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 323-642-1597, and press 1 to talk. Let's get into a couple of these damn joints, yeah.
How you gonna never die? Gotta do better, bro. I had to change the way I was thinking and moving, stop losing and make myself. Level up, gotta level up. 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 The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around you gotta level up. Level up, 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 gotta level up. The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around you gotta level up. Big print in my skinny jeans. Bad butter, no Billy Jean. Bro off, let the lean. I derm a little bit of bling. I'ma need you to boss up. That half a grind is gon' cost us. Far from easy, be cautious. You wanna get a room, I wanna office. I ain't tryna just sit and chill. Sit and chill, don't pay the bill. Read the fine print, still a deal. That fresh print, pay the feel. You gon' get it till you level up. You always down, you ain't never up. Call God, hang the devil up. Go harder, what the f*** is better luck? I don't go with no silver spoon, so I ain't hot, try to dab the moon. Tell my daddy I see him soon. I've been down here killing tunes. Clean on him like Sassoon. Stretch denim, get my room. So I can move around and make him see that I am bad, boy. Money flow. Level up, gotta level up. 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 The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around you gotta level up. Level up, 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 gotta level up. The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around.
you gon' level up. You running circles all in the maze. I done took so many losses. Now you only seeing me with so many bosses. Praise this like so many crosses. And we all stay dripping for so many sauces. When you hit the bottom and you raised up. Been dead, broke, nothing made up. And everybody thinking that you paid up. You don't find no time to go and lay up. You gotta go and hustle when you don't even fit it. Ain't no other choice but to kill it. Shuffle them cards, gone and did it. Predict them books if they slip and silly. See life like space and I need the ace. Can't play with the heart that in a safe place. Eight, that's a cold case. If he don't level you up, he ain't your soulmate. So bones and dry conversation. Don't work, then you won't be getting compensation. Box on lock, on need relations. It's a whole lot of bears with my name that's waiting. Need a
Level up, gotta level up. 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 Level up, gotta level up.
The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around you gotta level up.
Level up, gotta level up. Level up, gotta level up. Level up, gotta level up. Level up, gotta level up.
The way you think, gotta level up. The way you move, gotta level up. Ain't trying to lose, better level up. Everybody around you gotta level up.
I wasn't giving no handouts. Nobody gave me no handouts. I wasn't giving no handouts. Nobody gave me no handouts. I had to change the way I was thinking and moving. Stop losing and make myself level up.
Go down with it. Go down with it. Go down with it.
I am.
Go down with it.
Exo music.
Go down with it.
My nigga let me out. I'm about to go down with it. Go dumb with it,
go dumb with it.
Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go dumb with it.
Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. Nigga, let me out, I'm about to go straight dumb. Call my girl, do my nails, put my waistband on. Well, he don't know, ain't gon' hurt him. But it's gon' be a murder if he find out I'm a flirter. Yeah, that's why I tie my shirt up. If he hit me, I won't answer. Tonight I am a member. A real exotic dancer that came down here from Atlanta. And if I fuck with a nigga, I'm gon' blame it on the liquor. If he take me out the dinner, if he ask me, I don't remember. And I don't know why he did it, but I'm with it, girl, forget it. We went to another city just so he can't roll up in it. Ain't no ring on my finger. Tonight I'm living single. When I get around these niggas, I'm turning down my ringer. Cause my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. My nigga let me out, now it's time for me to tip. I hope he don't trip when I get back to the crib. And bitch, you better tell him all night we been together. If he trip, don't let him scare ya. Girl, he know better, but till then we gon' dig. Don't mess up my wig, show him who they fucking with. Girl, you better get it big. So be careful who you mess with. Yep, that is my best friend. We so fine, we so sexy. Them other hoes is messy. It's our night,
it's our night,
it's our moment,
it's our moment.
We gon' walk around the club like we own it,
like we own it.
So when you see us take our picture,
yep,
we don't need no filter. I'ma post it on my page so I can remember that. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go. Done with it.
Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm about to go. Done with it. Go. Done with it. Go. Done with it. Go. Done with it.
I got my hair. In my nail. We the baddest in the club. You can tell. You can tell. I got my nail. The baddest hey, in the club, hey, you can tell. Hey, hey,
could you catch me? I've been falling, falling, I've been falling down. Could you catch me? I've been falling, falling, I'm falling to the ground. I'm falling down, 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 down. Yeah, catch me down, 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 down.
Baby, pick me up off the ground. I fallen out of bounds. I slightly hit my head and bent the snap that cracked my crown. Put it up away. My royalty is loyalty. I'm holding my weight. Yeah, my bulletproof vest on tight. Protecting me while blessing me. I'm living my life. No, who's the queen of the crop? You wondering and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my style. So wiggly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Hold your weight, don't funky clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my station's platinum nations underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You give you, I do me. I'm posted asking, be how powerful that I could never be slaughtered. I'll conceive by the underground street, black water, hardest rainbow on the sea. Stanley on me to buy her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machine. Constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, baby B. How could it be that she's so sweet? Body waving goes, sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. You let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
Is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. We back up in this thing. It's the 9th anniversary. And we're doing it in a major way. We got our people up singing. You know, we haven't had some guests calling in. You know, I would like for you to be a part of the show, too. So don't hesitate or perpetrate. Because, God, it's going to be too late. I'm just saying. Yeah, brother. Let's just make sure I got everybody line opened up. Caller from the 408. You got your tourist station name. You're getting there. Who that is? Who that is?
Have been 9 years of anniversary of doing this damn thing on this radio, man. Doing this damn thing,
real
man. Y'all all pushing a strong line, man. Keep this shit going, man. Everybody doing their job, man. That's what I like, man. It's a long journey,
we
man.
We definitely appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for calling in, you know, being part of the show tonight. You know, we know who you are, but some of them might not know who you are. Don't let people know who you are, where you from, and where you ripping, bro.
Yo.
He's talking to you, K-9.
Yeah,
hey, Drew Wade.
We're doing bloopers today, man. It's the ninth anniversary bloopers. We're doing bloopers today, man. So this phone I got, this motherfucker is doing some bullshit. But yeah, this K-9, man, I'm representing the True Rap, True West Radio. This is what we do, you know what I'm saying? We come on bullshit and play some music and do a damn thing. So we here. Y'all press 1 if y'all want to get in. If y'all sitting online, press 1 and come on in and say hello. Say what's up to us. We're here.
Hello, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome.
Ooh, they can bring new sweetie. Saying like a new woman.
That's me.
Oh, look.
Saying
let
hello
me
to
ask,
the man.
I want to know.
Oh, okay.
Now, you still watching a lot.
You probably can't even hear me.
Y'all can
what's
hear me?
The question you
asked? I can hear you.
Okay, you still got your locks, K-9?
Hold on a second. My bad. It was noisy over here, so I had to hear you. You said I still got what?
Do you still have your locks?
Oh, yeah. They here, you know.
Oh, because they always be talking about your Jackson 5, bro. And I was like, I seen the picture of you. I was like, you was looking like a lion when I saw you. Well, they always be talking about your Jackson 5, bro.
Yeah, you know. The fro, all the years. But it's all good, yep. Doing a lock thing now. I don't know if I'm going to go back to the fro. For a while, I don't know. But the lock, I like the lock thing a little better, you know. It's cold.
I like the lock too, but I my hair too dry. I need to trust my hair. I ain't got that pretty shit like everybody else. My hair's going to get dry, and it's going to break off the way it's supposed to when it gets dry.
So it's, while we got him on the line, Stacey Ray just made a call. To Big Bang, Sicky Slim himself. He's on the line too. So y'all shout out to him too. K-9, all y'all.
Big Bang.
What? Big Bang, Sicky Slim.
Oh, Sicky Slim. All right, that's what's up. Shouts out, you know. Man. Yo, you low? You said.
What up?
I hear somebody say what's up. It's kind of low. What's good with you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm chilling, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, man, where you at?
Dallas, Texas, baby. Happy anniversary, man.
Oh, man. That's right.
He another artist that I introduced to True West. And
that's
he out here in D-Town doing his thing, rapping.
That's what's up, Dallas in the Destiny. Dallas is always in the building, you know what I'm saying? Dallas is always in the building.
You need to get us some of that music this way, my brother, so we can get your phone installed, man.
Man, it's a lot of background music going on somebody's line. On a couple of lines. on a couple of lines. Just with some background music going. I can hear y'all, but like a lot of it I can't really hear.
Yeah, I turned everything off so you hear me.
Something's going on.
I don't know
who
got the background. Look, somebody always got background. We don't listen to what's going on in the background. We just keep talking to the people we can hear.
Together.
With the tricky ears, they just had ears. Somebody, you know, somebody's line is different than others. Stage out, tune it out.
Well, you never know who playing music. We got 3 DJs and 2 producers on the show.
We got
2
DJs, yeah.
You said me hear anything at any time on this motherfucker.
Yeah, you got King Scratch, you got Have Love, you got Miss Everard, we got a lot of people that mix and master things.
All I do is play radio content, that's it. Anything I saw is not me.
Well, yeah.
Mm.
Who else we got on the line?
Oh man, we got some everybody up in the stand. We got Boo Ali, 60 Red, Sweet Pea, King Scratch. Yeah. I think I can't even battle the new show.
Jojo up in here.
No,
I just
ain't made it.
Not today, oh.
Yeah, he ain't made it too. I ain't gonna say not today.
He know he's
gonna be
here.
He popped in like the wind.
With the return of the weekly segment.
Well, you know, since JoJo gave all that good information, but so many folks have got rich out that weed. It's crazy. Mm.
That's where I'm
places you can never think of.
I just found out it's not illegal to grow it. So he needs to come back and tell me this stuff again because I grew tomato plants last year. So guess what that means?
You know how to grow?
I'm ready. They say if you can keep the tomato
plant
alive.
Hand. That's what they say. You got the vine of a green cone.
So, let's get it.
I know how to grow watermelons.
You do?
I know how to grow watermelons. Did they give me a green cone?
Come on down here, man.
Yes, you do.
Come on down here.
I come in there, eat a watermelon, and see you there.
Well, you seen the price of this shit at the grocery store? I'm about to get me the truck parked on the side of the highway, damn it.
Jeez.
Hey, she growing tomatoes, that means she can make some money off of them things. That's what that means. She can sell them things and give them to the store, to the farmer's market and all that. That's money to be made.
For real.
All you need is 8 acre land, a bull, and 2 cows. You can grow
my farm ID right now. That one had to come on down this way. I just got my farm ID. With the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Where you at again?
After
you do the next break, this why you got my boy in there. You got to play Cliff Hanging. That's
okay, we trying to find out what his ranch is right now.
It's by scratch. It's by scratch.
It's by scratch. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 minutes from scratch.
So did you put any animals on there yet?
I am. I just got my life. USDA just gave me my number yesterday on both of my lots yesterday. So,
okay.
I'm just getting started. They put me in the game.
Go get you some of them limousine bulls, man. Start with you some limousine bulls, about four cows and about two limousine bulls, and you don't have to look back from there.
You ain't got to look back no more, huh?
Yeah, I got partners in it. Plus, my next-door neighbor used to get Farmer of the Year in Arkansas, and they had the Brangus bulls plus limousine bulls. And so I talk with them all the time and stuff like that. So,
we need to link
they called me about, how to get the doolies. They got two doolies, one that works the farm and one takes the stuff to the sale barns, and they get both of them free. So you can get you two doolies free. Right off.
Uh-huh. You ain't got to pay no
and
taxes.
There's also a farmer's market out here downtown Dallas, too. So bring your stuff down there and open up. They got vendor booths and everything where you can sell your stuff wherever you grow. Down there in the farmer's market in Dallas, Texas.
True West Farmers.
And in South Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, you got a lot of grass out there? Or is it like desert, what scratch we talking about? Or do you got grass? If you got some grass, you can really make you some money.
You know,
well, my
they got that grass.
They just mow that shit and let it turn.
I see them growing all kind of stuff, like around where I'm at. I see them growing everything over there. Like they do a lot of above ground, they do a lot of in ground, so it's a lot of organic.
They can make money off them trees too. They're lumber.
You
gotta number your each tree or something about that, right?
Yeah, but you know what I've been looking at right now? I've been looking at changing the game. I've been looking at something totally different. I've been looking at camels. I've been looking at how much camel milk costs.
A camel?
Camel fucking milk. Yep. Shit, $75 a gallon.
Whoa.
Shit.
What a camel you could do, what a farm you could do anything. You can raise anything on a farm. You got goats, pigs, chickens, all kind of things.
Huh?
Simple things.
Camels don't get sick like cows and horses and shit. Camels don't get sick.
Yeah, that's what they did back in the early late 90s and early 2000. Everybody went and bought them emus and was trying to steal them emu eggs, and that stuff flopped. So everybody was like, shoot, man, I done spent $100,000 on these damn emus, and ain't nobody buying the eggs no more. So a lot of people lost out. Cow, beef, and pork is always going to sell no matter what. They always going to buy cows. They always going to buy, they're going to eat beef, and they're going to eat pork to the end of time.
Yeah, for real,
they is. And it's easy if you get like a double wide or a single wide trailer, and then you just hire you three or four hands. They work the farm, and you just own it, and you just pay them a salary and give them a place to stay. And that's all they do out there in the country where I was at. They got a guest house and it's a trailer, and they just had three or four people. They work the chicken houses, work the hogs, and work the cows. The cows, you just get the salt blocks and the water troughs, and you just set that out there. And then they got lakes, so they go to the little lake, the little pond, and drink out the pond, all the cows, and take a bath in there, you know, when it's hot to cool off in the summertime. So it's real easy to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start soon, very soon. Very, very soon. Very soon. I know they're going to cut this part up check. I know they're going to cut a short up check soon. So, yeah. Actually, they said they're going to pay for all my fencing. So I already priced what it cost for 40 acres. That shit costs a lot of it right now.
How much land do you have?
I got 80 acres.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna tell you a secret. If you can find a chicken processing plant that's got a feed mill within 60 miles of you, the government will sit up there and build the chicken houses for you, and then you'll contract with like Foster Farms, and they'll sit up there and you'll raise chickens, and they'll never get their chicken house. They're gonna build them for free.
No,
be 60 miles from the feed mill.
Okay. Man, Yeah, all that we gotta sit down and chop it up. I need all hands on deck.
Yeah, well, get my number from scratch. Get my number from scratch.
Yeah.
And we can chop it up. Just tell him Mr. Everywhere told you to get my number.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know why y'all got started this shit. He gonna make me go put on some sweats and go throw some mustard green seeds while it's cold outside.
They talking about farming. We got everything on True West. All kind of things happening.
We about that money. True West is about that money.
Shoot, generational wealth, man. That's what it's all about.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I just bought a car wash back in July, and I'm looking at everything go right, going with a barbershop next and a barbecue stand.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah. Trying to worry about nothing from there.
Hey, you could buy the chicken from K-9.
The what? We provide all the meat for the fucking barbecue out. We provide all the meat.
Well, actually, that's where I get it from, the chicken plant I used to work at. My partner out there, so you know, I get it for $15 for a 40-pound box, and then I get a 44-pound case of wings for $29.
Oh yeah.
And see, I'm playing games, and he's talking about wings. I make sauce and shit like that. That's what I was talking about earlier. I had to get my memory back and all of that. But, yeah, I was developing a product line of different stuff like that, too.
Gotta change the show.
You need to make your sauce, get your LLC, and then put your labels out. You can get a company print label. They put in like 2,500 labels. And if you can produce so much a month, Walmart will contract with you for all the Walmart stores. But you got to be able to have a sustainable income of like 30,000. You got to ship out like 30,000 cases. I think it's a quarter or whatever. So you got to be able to ship out like 30,000 cases every 3 months.
It went from it's our anniversary to it's our chicken house.
Old McDonald had a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all laugh, but my partner, his dad hit for $250 on the lotto, and they bought 80 acres of land, and he started off with 4 cows and 2 limousine bulls. Now he's got about 60 herd of cows. So all it is cutting the grass and letting them eat the hay and the salt blocks that they lick on so they don't get infections. And then he just sit back and let the money roll. He's a USDA at the chicken plant, but he just sits back and let the money roll. He go out there twice a week and check on the cow.
USDA is the way to go, man. They ain't no way around that. USDA, that's the business.
Yeah, I tell anybody who's a veteran, if you're a veteran listening, a veteran can get a USDA. They give you the grant for the land. Anybody's a black farmer, they can go in. They got a $2.5 billion deal they got to give away for black farmers to purchase land because they were denied loans, so you can get that. And like I said, the farming industry is in high demand, but it's easy to do. You just hire your hands. You own the land and hire your hands, and then they work the farm, and you get paid. You just load the stuff up and take it to the sale barns on Wednesdays or Thursdays, whichever one they do in your town. And it's very simple.
Yeah.
And you own the dues and write them off on taxes. You write $250,000 worth of trucks off on taxes.
Oh, you hear that, Scratch? Scratch.
Say what now?
You hear all this, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Don't make him cut the mountain oysters off, man. Don't make him have to cut the mountain oysters off.
Nah. I ain't got to worry about all that.
Oh, man. Yeah, but shit, it's all good, man. We definitely gonna chop it up on that a little later.
I wanna see everybody win, man. I wanna see everybody win. Sweet Pea, you can get on top of it too. USDA loans to get you land to sit up there and do your gardening everything. There's so much money out there. I didn't use no money. I use money out of my own pocket, but there's so much money out there that you can get. There's free money. It's just they put it in the book, and they say if you put it in the book, the nigga don't want to read. Unfortunately, a black man will find the information, but a nigga ain't going to read.
Yeah, I tried to get it in 2016. I tried to just get the land through them, but I was a part of that bullshit where they was, you know, discriminating, doing all that other shit. So
yeah,
now I went and bought the land on my own, so they can't tell
you
me
know,
shit
you,
now.
You
all
can,
they can do
you
is
can,
give me money.
You can grow cannabis, too. You can grow your cannabis, and you can grow cannabis for the government, and the government pays you to sit up there and grow cannabis for them. You didn't know that, and that's part of agriculture. So you can division off your land for cannabis to sell to the retailers and sell to the government, and also sit up there and have your farmland.
So you gotta hear that, right? So that means we own. That means we are officially on right now. Shit.
You know,
you gotta,
yeah, they
gotta do it.
Yeah, the government buys that because they give that to the veterans and stuff like that. All that medical marijuana, they give that stuff to the veterans and the derivatives of that THC and all that type of stuff they use in the medicine for veterans. So once you start growing for the government, they cut you a check every month. Just like Section 8, they'll cut you a check. Like, here go 100 racks. Here go another 100 racks. And you be like, oh, shoot, I got farm, got hogs over here, cows over here, cannabis over here. You're making money three or four ways.
Yeah, that's a business, man.
That's how you get knowledge on True Ways. Straight facts,
true
straight
West.
Knowledge.
Learn,
I love it.
You can learn
Network.
About anything on True Ways.
This nigga come home and the ghost be there, ate all his weed up.
Hell yeah, then he's gonna
weed,
have goat milk. He ain't gonna have to worry about camel milk. He's gonna have plenty of goat milk because he's gonna be able to choke the shit of that goat shit piss on the shit.
Ate all your damn weed as soon as you get home. Said, what the fuck? Somebody done robbed me.
Somebody took my weed.
Go, hey, go hide
in the motherfucker.
Hey, go stumble in the
motherfucker.
I need to rob
you. This motherfucker is sitting out here high as shit.
You go that marijuana, don't get nobody to smoke.
Got your goat talking about, man, I thought you said it was a pre-roll.
You know what I mean? Nigga ate up, nigga, all the plants, nigga, and fucked up.
Yeah, but get my number, K9. We'll chop it up on off the show. We'll chop it up. I'll give you all the information you need.
Hell yeah, definitely. Man, that's most definitely. Most definitely.
Shout out to K9. Got us some land investment. Woo!
I bought that shit last year, but I'm just getting around to
it. It don't matter when you bought it, you got it.
Yeah.
You do whatever the hell you want to do on it. It's your land.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of having land.
Shit. Jump on the quad, ride the quad around. Shit.
Make sure you write a will up right now for the kids so they don't argue for that land. You already know what's seized your site and everything. Can't nobody argue about it. Write it up in the contract, black and white. Who you gonna give it to? Who's gonna go down to for the next kin? And
that's mandatory. Yeah, that's smart.
Hey, you can start you a goat hump form for all them kinky dudes who want to go hump a goat. They'll come over there and hump a goat on the weekend.
You got land to do a rodeo, black green, a rodeo on his land. Get some more money for that. Rodeo. He's going to go hump a camel hump.
Yeah, they put them boots on them goats and walk them towards the water, and then them goats start backing it up on them.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Boy. Shit. Oh,
only
man.
On True Ways.
Only on True Ways.
It ain't all
only
about
on
this music.
To all the listeners out there, don't try that at home. I don't want you getting stuck on the goat. That's called the fire department.
He's dead, Carla.
Some of them motherfuckers probably get stuck in the goat.
For all the kids that's listening, do not try this at home, okay,
yeah.
Babies, kids, teenagers, don't try this shit at home.
Disclaimer.
You be like, oh, shit, we got a goat outside. Hold on, let me go check
hey.
This out.
When y'all get a chance, look on Google. The boy in Texarkana, he did that to the goats in the horses over there in Texarkana. They caught them in the barn over in Texarkana. Google it.
Yeah, they caught them.
Hey, what?
He caught them with the goat in the barn.
That's why I got him in the camera. He got all the news everywhere. A fool.
Oh, shit.
I'm cool.
Now, let me hear some music.
Yeah, play that music.
Hey, look
wait,
at that.
Wait.
Hey,
wait.
Let's go to a commercial
hanging,
break.
Man. It's anniversary. Crank it up. Clip hanging.
Y'all talking about those. Let's go to a commercial break.
Put that clip hanging on there.
Take a commercial break. We'll be back right after these.
Take a commercial break. Put
yeah, we only got 2 minutes left.
Y'all about to play my boy.
Once again,
tomorrow night we got underground production from 8 to 10. And also, don't forget Sunday afternoon, tune in for the Gospel Inspiration. We back here live Monday night again, starting another year. We hope you join us here. Be a part of the family. We just like to have fun, so don't take it to heart. We love you here. It's the truth, baby. Thanks to all the supporters who called in. Really appreciate you. Any old artists that's been on, like to get back on again, you know the number. Hit us up. Or if you want to send your music in, send it in. HEAVLUV22@gmail.com. Or you can send it to kingscratch@gmail.com. And we'll definitely get you in the building and do what we got to do for you. You know what I'm saying? We truly as they want to thank Bull Ali, Mr. Everywhere, 60 Red, K9, Prodigy, everybody that called in. You know, it's been lovely, man. We got about 25 seconds.
You can't go overtime for the anniversary?
Due to the way the bills are set up here,
True Web,
we do not afford overtime.
Sorry. Sorry, I called you so late. I ain't
been
on
my mind. I'm out of here. Yeah.